This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Shabbos, tape number 4. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888-DAF-YOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of Ha'isha Hinda Bas Rav Shmuel Carmiel, Zichrono Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechta Shabbos at the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, at the beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek Bameh Taimnin. The general rule is that before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, one is allowed to do Hatmana with a material which is Eina Maisef Hevel, a material which does not add heat, it only maintains heat, for example, a blanket. However, if it's a davar ha-maisif hevel, something which actually adds heat as Shabbos progresses, then it is usur to do hatmana, since we're afraid if the food cools off, we're afraid of shemi yechata begecholam. He may come to move the coals around. On Shabbos, however, what we just mentioned before, speaking about Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos, however, hatmana is completely usur, even with a davar she'ena maisif hevel. And now let's begin the Mishnah. In which type of materials can food be placed on Erev Shabbos to be maintained into Shabbos? I.e., what kind of materials are Eina Maisif Hevel and can be used to do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos? And what cannot be used since they are Maisif Hevel? The Mishnah answers, you cannot use olive press, animal manure, salt, lime, sand, and all of these are cases whether the item is wet or dry. But straw, wine press, soft cotton, or wool shearings, grass, are usur if they are damp, since they're maisif hevel, but if these four items are dry, then hatmana with them is mutar on Erev Shabbos, since they, in a dry state, are not maisif hevel. Daf Mem Ches, the Gemara. If someone puts one kettle of water on top of a different kettle, just to warm it up a bit, this is not called hatmana or bishul, and it's mutar. But if the top kettle is cold water, it may be usur. The Gemara says, although normally tying a knot or untying it is usur on Shabbos, but if a shirt comes back from the laundry with its collar tied, it's mutter to untie it, since it was never intended to be a permanent knot. But to create a new neck hole is usur, since this finalizes a beged, which is called make bepatish. Also, to put feathers in a pillow for the first time is usur, because of make bepatish. Specifically, this is referred to as tikkun mana. However, to put in feathers which fell out, that's mutter, as long as it involves only a small amount of effort. Regarding winding a clock or a watch on Shabbos, Kuntres Aladaf brings the Chayyoda, in the Chashabbos Klal Mem Dalad Simen Yud Tes, who assers winding a clock or a watch on Shabbos. In his view, enabling a watch to work by winding it up is an act of tikkun mana or makabe patish. The Panim Iris, however, based on our Gemara, which is brought in the Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Chav Beis, also brought in the Prima Gadim, Simen Shin Ches, says that it's mutter to wind a watch. He argues that since a watch must be wound daily, it's an act which does not have permanence. Therefore, winding a watch is not considered tikkun mana. Finally, the Gemara says if a stove has a base hapach, a receptacle attached to it for a light or for spices, Rameir says it's considered mechuber to the stove. So if the stove becomes tame via maga, via touching, the receptacle also becomes tame. But if the oven is a klicheres, which becomes tame via the avir, then the beis hapach does not become tame. But Reb Shimon says both are mutter. Daf Mem Tes, the next Mishnah. You can do hatmana with the following items before Shabbos, because they are dvarim she'enim maisif hevel. Garments, wheat, feathers of a dove, sawdust, or fine flax materials. Rabbi Yehuda allows coarse materials, but not fine ones. Gemara. Rabbi Yane says in order to wear tefillin, one must have a clean body, like we learned from Elisha Baal Knafayim. Elisha, the winged one. What is a gufnaki? Abaye says not to pass gas with the tefillin on. Rava says not to sleep with the tefillin, because since if a person falls asleep, he might pass gas or release shechvas zera. In the Tur, Simen Chav Zayin, it is brought that since today we are unable to be certain that we can control ourselves in these areas, we do not wear tefillin all day, we only wear them in the morning during davening. Why is Elisha called the Baal Knafayim? Mara relates a story that once the Roman government made a takana that anyone who wears tefillin will be killed. But Elisha wore them anyways in public. An officer saw him. Elisha ran away, and the officer pursued him. When the officer approached, he took the tefillin off, and the officer asked him what he had in his hands, and he answered, the wings of a dove. And when he opened up his hands, in fact, they were miraculously the wings of a dove. Hence he was called Elisha Baal Knafayim. And in fact, Klal Yisrael is compared to a yayna, to a dove. Just like its wings protect it, so too our mitzvahs, especially tefillin, protect us. Taisus here asks why Elisha removed his tefillin when the officer was chasing him. We know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that in the face of anti-religious decrees, one is mechuyav to forfeit his life to fulfill the mitzvahs. Since this Roman decree was directed against the observance of the mitzvah of tefillin, Elisha should have continued wearing his tefillin despite the danger. In answer to this, many Rishayim, including the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, distinguish between a decree enacted against the performance of a mitzvah sase and a decree to violate a mitzvah lo sase. It's usur to heed an anti-Semitic decree and actively violate an isser. However, heeding a decree which restrains a person from fulfilling a mitzvah sase, that's mutter, even if one's life is at risk, since the failure to perform a mitzvah sase is not an active violation. It's not a kumvase, but rather it's passive. It's a shev vialtase. Alternatively, the Ritva answers that the basic daily tefillin mitzvah requirement is fulfilled by wearing tefillin once a day. Although one fulfills a mitzvah each moment that he wears his tefillin throughout the day, wearing them throughout the day is not a chiv. It's only a midas chasidus. Since Elisha had already fulfilled the basic obligation of tefillin that day, he was permitted to remove them to save his life. The next Mishnah. Animal skins may be used for hatmana, since they are not maisiv hevel, and in fact are not muktzah either, since one can recline on them. However, gizei tzemer are mutter lahatmana, but they are considered to be muktzah, since they are used to make thread. Aisa, how can one use them for hatmana if they are muktzah? Mishnah answers, he moves them kelachar yad. The Gemara. Hinds of animals are only muktzah if they belong to a balabayas, but if they are business merchandise, then it's considered muktzah completely, since a person is very careful with it. And therefore, it's muktzah machmas chesaron kis. A person is careful with them because he wants to sell it eventually. Therefore, since they're muktzah machmas chesaron kis, they cannot be moved even l'tzarech gufay umekayme. Finally, there are aboyim chaser achas, 39 melachas specified on Shabbos, which correspond to the melachas of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya says, the 39 corresponds to the number of times the Torah uses the words melacha, melachtai, or meleches. Dafnun. If wood was cut to be used for firewood, it's muktzah. Before Shabbos, to demuktzatize them, one must do a maisa of tying them together and sit on them. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, a machshava to sit on them on Shabbos is enough to make them not muktzah, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. A nozer cannot remove any hair from his body, but he can wash his hair and even comb it without a keli, and even if some hairs accidentally fall out, that's okay b'di'evid, and it's okay since it's davar she'eino miskaven, and davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. A person should wash his face, hands, and feet every day out of respect from the fact that we are created by Hashem. Finally, if one did a mutter dika hatmana before Shabbos and it became uncovered, he may rewrap it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was machmer and says you move a pot from its original place, but you only tilt it. Dafnun Aleph, the next Mishnah. If one did not insulate a pot before Shabbos, he cannot do it on Shabbos, even with something which is not Maisif Hevel. Shabbos, one can fill a jug with cold water and place it under a cushion to keep it cool. And there's no problem of Hatmana when one wants to keep something cold. The Gemara. Reb Nachman said, Hatmana of a cold object is mutter on Shabbos, and the Gzeira of Bishul Akum does not apply to water at all. Normally we know that certain items, if they are cooked by a guy, they become usur to eat due to a takanas chachamim of bishul akum. This was to protect us from socializing, which could then in turn lead to intermarriage. Rav also added that regarding bishul akum, kol shu nechal kamei shehu chai, ein by mishum bishul akum. Anything that can be eaten raw, there is no gzera of bishul akum, and water fits into this category. Even though it's usur to do hatmana on Shabbos, it's mutter to add to an existing covering. Finally, one is not allowed to crush ice or snow on Shabbos, so its water will come out. This is either due to the melacha of Nailad, which is the shita of Rashi, or the melacha of Schita, which is the shita of the Rajba. But one can put the ice or snow into a cup of liquid, since he isn't crushing them by himself, but only indirectly causing them to melt. This is the shita of the Ramban. or because no one can see that the ice is being crushed. This is the shita of the Ritva. Kudras Aladaf brings the question on whether it's mutter to put water in the freezer on Shabbos in order to make ice cubes. V'sheva Talevi in Chelek Gimel Simanun Hei says that this question depends on the reason for the Isser to crush ice, as we mentioned here in the Gemara. If the problem with crushing ice is that it resembles squeezing fruit, as we said from the Rajba, then it's mutter to make the ice cubes. There is no appearance of schita when making ice cubes. If, on the other hand, mailad is the reason for the prohibition to crush ice, as Rashi says, then perhaps making ice cubes is aser, since one is transferring water into a new substance, i.e. into ice, which is nailad. He points out, however, that even according to Rashi, making ice cubes should be mutter, since by placing water in the freezer, one does not manually create the ice, he only causes it. And merely causing ice to defrost, such as by placing it in the sun, is mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch. In conclusion, he says that since the Ramah rules that l'chatchila, one should not defrost ice or gravy, unless it defrosts directly into other liquid, so too one should refrain from making ice cubes unless there is a pressing need. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kehil Chasa brings in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, as well as the Shaivas Sadush and Tshuvas Ber Meisha, that it is mutter to make ice cubes, even l'chatchila, on Shabbos. This marks the end of this parak, and now let's begin parak Hey, Bameh Behema Yotza. As background, just like a person cannot do malacha on Shabbos, so too a person's animal cannot do a malacha. This is referred to as Shvisas Behema. Tosfos explains that this Isser is derived from the Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, that says, L'man yanuach sharcha v'chamorcha, on the seventh day you shall cease working, so that your ox and donkey shall rest. Due to this Isser, a person is not permitted to allow his animal to go out to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos while carrying a burden. So if an animal has a load on its back, he cannot go out with it into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. This Mishnah will differentiate between clothing or similar items which a behema can go out with, and load-related items, which is called a masui, which the animal cannot go out with. And the Mishnah says, a camel can go out with a leash, since it's needed to control it. This is not called a masui, this is not called a load. A horse can also go out with its collar as well. And the Gemara says, if something excessively restrains an animal, this is referred to as a nitirusa, Yisei Rasa, can an animal go out with it or not? Mara says it's a machlaikas. Some say it's aser, but Chanina says it can be taken out into Rosh Sarabim, and the loch is like Chanina Lekula. Dafnun Beis. A paraduma becomes pasul if it is used for doing any type of work. If one ties a leash to it, that's not called an Tirusa Yisei Rasa, it is not called work, and it's mutter to do this so it does not escape. The Gemara says a ring of a man can become tameh, but that of an animal cannot, since it's a keli of a keli. The next Mishnah. A chamor, a donkey, can go out on Shabbos wearing a mardas, a saddle cloth, since it keeps him warm. But he can only go out if it was tied on before Shabbos. Goats can go out with pouches tied to its udder. Dachnun Gimel, the Gemara. If it's not tied, it's usur, since we're afraid it will fall off, and the owner might then pick it up and carry it dal amas b'shus harabim. A regular saddle is a machlokes if it actually warms the animal, so that it's a machlokes if it can be worn by the animal on Shabbos or not. People say that donkeys are always cold. That's why even in Chodesh Tammuz, even in the summer, it's mutter for them to wear a saddle cloth on Shabbos. The Gemara says a zav cannot go out with a pouch to catch emissions, and a cow cannot go out with a muzzle or an amulet on Shabbos. But a man can go out with an amulet, a kameya, especially if it's proven that this kameya works. Many medicines are also to take on Shabbos due to gzeira mishum shchikas samimanim. You might come to grind them up to make them into medication. But for a behema, it's a machlekes tanoim if this gzeira applies. Finally, nisim, miracles, often happen to save a person's life, but to wake up one morning and find a lot of wheat at one's doorstep, that's very rare. Daf Nun Dalad, the next Mishnah. What can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? Mishnah answers, a camel cannot go out with a back warmer. And also, one cannot tie camels together and pull the front one, which then pulls the others in turn. However, one can take a rope from each of the individual camels if he holds each of the ropes separately. There's a separate rope for each camel, and he holds them all together in one hand. That would be mutter to do on Shabbos. Gemara. If the mardas is tied well, then the camel can go out with it. And the first case of the train, the person pulling the first camel and then all the others behind him, that would be usur, since it looks like he's taking them to a marketplace on Shabbos. The next Mishnah. A donkey cannot go out with a mardas if it wasn't tied to him before Shabbos, and not with a bell, even if it's stuffed so it will not ring. Chickens cannot go out with ropes, and a cow cannot go out with a ritzua shaben karneha, a string attached between its horns. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did go out with a ritzua ben karneha, and the Chachamim were not happy about it. The Gemara. The case of ritzua ben karneha, according to Rav, it's always usur. According to Shmuel, if it's to control the animal, then it's mutter. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy, and he had a lot of cows. The Mishnah, though, is speaking about his neighbor's cow. She used to allow her cow to go with a ritzua ben karneha on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not give her musr regarding the isur of shvisis behema. So the Amoraim considered it as if he was over on this avera himself, i.e. if one doesn't give teichacha to his household, he is responsible, and if he doesn't give teichacha to people in the city, he's also responsible for their bad deeds. As a general rule, we know that women are potter from mitzvah aseh shahazman groma, mitzvahs aseh which are tied to certain times, for example, eating in the sukkah. There are a number of exceptions to this rule. One exception is in cases of afhein hayu ba'isei hanes, which, for example, would apply to Megillah, where women are mechuyev in Megillah, even though Megillah is a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma, or in cases of kol she yeshnan b'lay saseh, yeshnan baseh, in cases where in the Torah there is a related mitzvah, which they're mechuyev in the lay saseh, therefore they're also mechuyev in the aseh, for example, chametz on Pesach. Since they're mechuyev in the lay saseh of not eating chametz on Pesach, therefore they're also mechuyev in the mitzvah saseh of eating matzah on Pesach. Same thing would be true, that even though the mitzvah of Uviyam HaShvi Tishbais, resting on the day of Shabbos, is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are still mechuyev to observe Shabbos, because in addition to this positive mitzvah, there is the mitzvah lay saseh of lay saseh kol malacha, which forbids the performance of malacha on Shabbos, and women are mechuyev to observe all mitzvahs lay saseh. So kol sheyeshnan b'lay saseh, in the lay saseh of not doing malacha on Shabbos, yeshnan baseh, they're also mechuyev in the assay of Shmir Shabbos. Kudrus al-Daf brings the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chafam and Beis, which says that there is a hekesh between the mitzvahs Zachar Asiyam HaShabbos Lekadshei, in Shmais Perek Chaf, and the mitzvah of Shamar Asiyam HaShabbos, which is Dvarim Perekei Pasuk Yud Beis. Since women are mechuyev to observe the Isser of Shamar Asiyam HaShabbos, since it's a Lais assay, they're also mechuyev to perform the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush on Shabbos, which is derived from Zachar Asiyam HaShabbos Lekadshei. It's a hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. Even though the mitzvah of Kiddush is also a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, the mechuyev in that as well. As we mentioned, the mitzvah of shvisas behema is a mitzvah aseh, which is derived from the pasuk v'lamanenuach sharcha v'chamarcha, Shmais Perakov Gimel. The mitzvah leisaseh of leisasa kol malacha does not apply to shvisas behema. The Minchas Chinuch, at the end of mitzvah lamed beis, argues that the obligation of shvisas behema should fall under the category of mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women should be putter from the mitzvah because, unlike other mitzvahs of Shabbos, shvisas behema is neither a mitzvah lay saseh, nor is it derived from zachar. Based on this argument, the Minchas Chinuch finds difficulty with our Gemara, which says that Rabbi Elazar should have given musr to his female neighbor for violating shvisas behema. His female neighbor should have been putter from observing this mitzvah, just as she was putter from observing the mitzvah of sukkah, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Kupera Kol Kisvei, suggests that women are mechuyev to observe the mitzvah of shvisas behema based on the following Ran. The Ran maintains that women are mechuyev to observe the mitzvah midrabanan of Lecha Mishnah, reciting the bracha of Amais Lecha Minaretz on two loaves of bread. The Ran asserts that all mitzvahs pertaining to Shabbos are included in the hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar, even those which are not derived from the pasuk of Zachar. Therefore, women are mechuyev to observe the mitzvah of shvisas behema, even though it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama, just like they're mechuyev to observe the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. Daf Nun Hei. If tzaddikim have the opportunity to give teichacha to a city or to Klal Yisrael, and they don't, they get punished as well. Rabbi Chanina said, Chayim Samay Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The seal of Hashem is truth, is Emes. And we can see this from the letters in Emes. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Tav is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and Mem is in the middle. So MS covers the entire Aleph Beis. Ani Rishon, Ani Achron, V'Ani Hu. Amar Abami, Ein Misa B'Lei Chet, V'Ein Yisurin B'Lei Avon. When there's no Chet, when there's no sin, there's no Misa either. And a son will not carry the sin of a father, or vice versa. Ayibat Moshe Rabbeinu did not sin, and he died. Mor answers, he did sin when he hit the rack at Mara. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, whoever says that Reuven did a sin because of the pasuk Vayishkav es Bilha, he's mistaken, since all the sons of Yaakov were equal in Sidkus. And the pasuk therefore means that he upset the bed of Yaakov, i.e. took it out of the tent of Bilha and put it in the tent of Leah. Finally, when Yaakov gave Reuven his bracha and said, Pachas Kamayim al Toiser, since you rush like water, you won't be the leader, this is a machlokes tanaim, what it means. Rabbi Eliezer says, he sinned twice, both with Znus and he disgraced Yaakov. Rabbi Yeshua says, he did only one Avera, Znus. Rabbi Elazar HaMa'adi said, there is no chet of Znus. Daf Nun Vav. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni said, anyone who says David HaMelech was a chayta for having relations with Bathsheba, he's wrong. Also, whoever used to go out in the Melchames Beis David used to give his wife a get. So if he wouldn't come back, the wife could remarry. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni also said, anyone who said Shlomo HaMelech was over the Avera of Avodah Zarah is mistaken. Really, he had wanted to build a bama, but he never did. He was, however, guilty of marrying Goyisha wives and didn't complain when they were Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Sfasemis over here brings a medrash which says that Shlomo HaMelech was guilty of violating Lo Yarba Lo Nashim. This pasuk teaches us that a melech is forbidden from marrying too many wives. When Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Pare, Gavriel stuck a reed in the sea, and upon it was built the city of Rome, which eventually oppressed Klal Yisrael. Finally, Rav said there was no greater Baal Tshuva than Yoshiyahu, who did Tshuva. This marks the end of this perek. Daf Nun Zayin, let's begin perek Vav, Bama, Isha, Yotza. We've already learned that min haTorah, it's usur to carry an item on Shabbos from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, and it's also usur to carry Dalat Amos b'Rishus HaRabim. However, this isur only applies to items carried, not to items of apparel worn by a person walking from one Rishus to another. For an item to be called apparel, it must fall into one of three categories. Number one, clothing to cover a person's body, for example, a shirt or a dress. Number two, clothing to protect a person from the elements, for example, a coat. Or number three, ornaments, for example, jewelry or a tie. If someone wears a non-ornamental item on Shabbos, which is called a masoi, he may be over on the Isra of Haitza on Shabbos min haTorah. Midrabbanan, however, some ornamental items, for example, tachshit and jewelry, can also be included in Haitza, since the Rabbanan were afraid that someone might come to take them off and walk with them, Dalat Amos b'Rishus HaRabim, and be over on Haitza. Our perek will deal with certain items, which even though they're ornaments, still the Rabbanan said they were usur to wear on Shabbos, because a person may come to take them off and carry them in a Rishus HaRabim. Now let's begin the Mishnah. On Shabbos, a woman should not go out with threads or straps wrapped around her hair, since she may have to take them off in order to do tefillah. She has to take them off because if she wore them, it would be a chatzitza. But once she takes them off, she may forget to put them back on, and then she'll walk out with them into a Rishus HaRabim, and she'll be over on Haitza. The Mishnah also says, she cannot go out with certain ornaments that are not sewed on to her head, covering, since she may take them off to show someone in a Rishus HaRabim. She also cannot go out with unconnected jewelry, but in these cases, if she does, she's not chayav to bring a chatas. Tosis, by the way, here says that the widespread minhag today is for women to wear jewelry, even in the street, despite the isser here in the Mishnah. And numerous reasons for this minhag are brought in Shulchan Aruch Arach Chaim, Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. One reason, Rav Meikel, is because this isser only applies when there is a true Rishus HaRabim in the area. And today, many of what we think is considered Rishus HaRabim is really a Carmelis. The second reason is the fact that the isser does not apply to women who wear jewelry throughout the week. Since for many centuries, women have been wearing jewelry even during the week, they have the status of Isha Chashuva. Therefore, they are subject to the special heter of Isha Chashuva. This is that an Isha Chashuva is allowed to wear any piece of jewelry, which is exclusively worn by women of her status, since it's considered unlikely that she would take off a piece of jewelry while out in the road to show it to an admiring friend. Since for many years, all women can be considered as Nashim Chashuvais, all ornaments worn by women can be considered as ornaments worn exclusively by affluent women. And so the Gzeres Chachamim of the Gzeres Tachshitin is no longer applicable. Regarding the braids of her hair for tefillah, Taisvis learns that there are just threads tied around her hair, or Rashi learns that these are full knots. And the Taz in Shulchan Aruch says that there is no problem of untying them, which is a melacha min Rabbanan, since it's needed for tefillah shel mitzvah. And if a nachris does it, it becomes a shvus to shvus, two Isurim Dirabanan. It's untying a braid, which is one, and Amir al-Akam is two. And we hold that a Shvus to Shvus, but Makam Mitzvah, is Mutter. The Gemara. The following items are chatzitzais for a man. Number one, strings of wool or linen or straps used to braid hair. Rabbi Yehuda says, if made of wool or hair, it's not called a chatzitza, since water penetrates them. And Shmuel said the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda by strings of hair, that they are not considered to be a chatzitza. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, anything which is under a woman's normal hair covering, it is mutter to go out with it. If on top of a head cover, for example a headdress, it's osser, since she might take it off to show to her friends and end up carrying it in a rishus harabim. Daf nun ches. From the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim assered the wearing of the Ataras Kala, a golden crown. But an istama, a crown made of fabric, that is considered mutter. And the Eliyahu Rabba, in Simen, Tof, Kuf, Samach, Sifkot, and Ches, says that today the minig is that if a woman wants to wear a crown, as long as it's predominantly made of fabric, even if it has some gold or silver, that it is mutter to wear. The Gemara says if someone goes out with a talus folded over and placed on his shoulder, that he's chayef rachatis for haitzah. Of course, to wear a talus in a normal way, that's mutter, both going and returning from shul on Shabbos. An eved can go out with his owner's insignia if it's attached to his neck, but not if it's attached to his clothes. Rapunah Rabbi Yeshua says if an item is sewn into a beged, that it's mutter to be carried in a rishus harabim on Shabbos, since it won't fall off, and there's no chshash that he'll carry it. A keli must be a full keli to be able to be mekabel tumah. For example, a bell with a clapper. But if it is not a full keli, for example, it's a bell without a clapper, then it is not mekabel tumah. But if it had a clapper, but it was removed, then it can still become tame. Daf nun tes. A zov can be metame something via tumas medrus, if he sits on it. But he must sit on something which is miyuchad li yeshiva, set aside for sitting, for example, a chair. But if it's something that people do not normally sit on, for example, a dish, then tumas medrus does not apply if a person does sit on it. A woman cannot go out on Shabbos with an ear shel zav, a gold ornament with the image of Yerushalayim, similar to that which Rabbi Akiva made for his wife. If he does go out with it, Rameir says, he's chayav achatas, since this is called a masoi. The Chachamim say he's potter, since this is called a tachshit. Rabbi Ezra says it's mutter to go out lechatchila, since only chasheva women go out with such a fancy ornament, and a chasheva woman would not take it off to show her friend. And this, as we mentioned before, is the heter today, that women are able to wear tachshitin, jewelry in a rishus harabim. The general minig, by the way, today that we say that women are allowed to wear tachshitim outside of rishus hayachid applies to women. However, the minig by men is not to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Rebbe was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he wrote in his tzava that Rabbi Chanina should be the Rosh Yeshiva, and Levi was his equal, but he used to learn in Nahar Da. And Levi paskin that certain ornaments are mutter to go out with on Shabbos. Finally, Rav Ashi said, wearing a second belt on top of one belt is usur, since people don't usually wear one belt on top of another. And Taisva says that two belts, however, may be worn if each one is worn on top of a different beged. So, for example, a person can wear a belt to hold up a pair of pants, and a person can then wear a gartel to cover or to close a jacket. That would be mutter on Shabbos. Daf Samach, the Mishnah. A man should not go out on Shabbos with a sandal hamasumer, a sandal that has nails in the sole to connect it with the upper part of the sandal, unless he has a wound. He also cannot go out with tefillin, a kameya. Kameya is an amulet, which does not come from a mumcha, or war equipment. But if he does, he's putter michatas, since these are lamaisa called clothing. Gemara. The reason that a sandal hamasumer is asur on Shabbos is because of a maisa that once happened, bizman hashmad, where many people on Shabbos hid in a cave, and once when they thought the enemy had discovered them, there was a panic, and many people were trampled to death with these sandals that were full of sharp nails. The rule is that regarding malacha, Shabbos and Yontav are the same, except regarding food, ein ben Shabbos liyontav, elo eichel nefesh bilvad. Daf Samach Alef. A person should not go out with only one sandal. Unless he has an injured foot, then he can wear the one for comfort. Rabbi Yochanan holds, putting on shoes is similar to putting on tefillin. Just like tefillin go on the left hand, so too first one puts on the left shoe. The fact that tefillin go on the left hand is learned from the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin, from the Pasuk in Parshas Bay, which says, V'haya lo'ais al yodcha. The extra hay tells us, yad keha, the weaker hand, i.e. the left hand. And the Yirei Shemayim should do as follows. Put on the right shoe first, but don't tie it. Then put on the left shoe and tie it. And then go back and tie the right shoe. When one washes his body, he should wash the right limbs first. The Gemara says one should not go out with tefillin on Shabbos, whether one holds Shabbos lavzman tefillin, or even if one holds Shabbos is the zman for tefillin. Since if one has to go to the bathroom, he'll have to take it off, and he may walk dalat amas bishus harabim and be over on haitzah. But if one does go out with tefillin, he's pater from achatas, since tefillin are really a beged, and going out with them on Shabbos is only an iser midrabanan. The Gemara in Erev and Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph brings two reasons why one should not wear tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Glili learns it from the pasuk of Veshamarta Esachuka Hazais L'me'adam Yamim Yamima. You should guard this law of tefillin each day. He infers from the term Miyamim that tefillin are worn only on some days, only on weekdays, but not on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva learns it from the pasuk of Ahaya Lecha L'ais. Tefillin should be a sign for you. Since Shabbos is also called an ois, as the pasuk says, ois hi, beinu beinechem, it's a sign between Hashem and you, there is no need for a second ois on Shabbos.